Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for May the 8th, 2014. Could I have a roll call, please, Lisa?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger? Bodiger?
Here. This board is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as it applies to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and view the site in question and usually comes to the meeting prepared to make a final decision. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the April 10th meeting, please?
So moved.
Second. I have an edit.
Go ahead.
Page four, the motion should be regarding a 6-foot fence in the front yard. I think there's a copy and paste issue. On page three, case number 14024 was a fence. That's it.
Which sentence again, Bryce? I'm sorry.
On page three.
Well, three.
At the bottom, it says case 14024, and it was a request for variance to allow a 6-foot-high fence.
Okay.
And if you turn the page on page four, okay. At the end, it says on motion by Johnson, yada, yada, a variance to increase the allowable square footage of a garage.
Okay. Fence.
Right, should be the 6-foot.
Is there a motion to change that? So moved.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you.
Second.
Approve the agenda?
The minutes, you mean?
Or the minutes?
The minutes. Call a vote to amend the minutes of that meeting.
Oh.
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bodiger?
Yes. The board to hold a public hearing.
And then I move to approve the minutes as so amended. Or is that what we just did? Okay, I'll take it. Whatever you do, whatever the minutes say. Make the minutes say that and we're okay.
Okay. We're all friends here.
The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. We're going to hear discussion on 7 different items. In related to case number 14-0027, 14-028, 14-029, 14-030, 14-031, 14-032, and 14-033. All these items are on Craven Court. We will hear discussions on the first, and then we'll vote on each one separately. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, before we begin the discussion, I would like to put it on record that due to a potential conflict of interest, I'll need to recuse myself from this particular case or these first cases.
Thank you. Okay. So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located by going north on Devil's Glen Road, turning on to Thunder Ridge Road, and then going south onto Cavan Crossing. The 7 individual cases you just cited are all in the area highlighted in yellow on the display before you. 2013, the villas of Gevlin's second edition were platted as R3. This residential district allows both single-family homes to be built and 2-family attached units to be built. As the chairman stated, these 7 cases involve lots 2 through 8, and the individual case numbers associated with the specific lots are shown on the display before you. They're seeking these variances because the lots are now non-compliant for the single-family structures. And I will give you a brief Reader's Digest version of how this all happened. As platted, this subdivision requires 8,400 square feet lots with 70-foot widths for single-family structures. However, if it is a duplex structure, it only requires 4,500 square feet with 45-foot widths. Again, this subdivision was plotted with lots that are conducive to either of those. Previously, our procedure when a developer or builder comes in with house plans is that once the final plat has been approved by the City Council, staff supplies that to the Building Inspection Department. At that point, as the house plans come in individually, the Building Inspection Department ensures that the proper setbacks are observed, front, rear, side yards, and assumes that the lots are compliant for what is being handed to them as far as square footage and lot widths. The previously city planners did not go over the individual house plans. That procedure has been changed, and now as all house plans are being submitted, it's not only being reviewed by the Building Inspection Department, it's also being reviewed by the Planning Department. Unfortunately, before that change was made, we now have some single family homes built on lots that were intended for duplex structures, and lots that have been sold for the purpose of single family structures in the same situation. These homes have been built over the last year, and we have multiple owners now, and obviously the second generation owner of these homes had absolutely nothing to do with the error that has occurred, but they now own properties that are non-conforming. Staff reviewed the six conditions that are specified in section 23.5 of the code and feels that all of these requests do meet all six standards, that the number one, a single family is allowed in the R3. The requests do have an adequate supply of light and air. The requests will not increase congestion in the area. They will not pose a danger for fire or public safety. The property values in this area have not been diminished. I calculated the average sale price of these homes, and it's $350,000. And they will not impair the health, safety, or welfare of the neighborhood. As you can see from the display before you, looking at it, the size of the structures do appear to be proportionate to the lot sizes. And from an aesthetic standpoint, one would drive through and not perhaps even know something is an error until you started doing the calculations for the square footage and the lot widths. We don't consider this to be the fault of the developer. The permits were issued, the properties were sold or have contingent sales on them, and any time that a staff error causes a legitimate hardship for property owners, I think we have to identify that as a legitimate reason for the variances that are being requested. There have been several email threads that have been shared with all of you. We also made copies of those, supplied them to you this evening. Those are from neighbors in the area that want to have their voice heard in this as well. And all of those printed emails will be made part of the record and placed in the files for this case. I believe that summarizes the case before you. We're glad to answer any questions should you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go to the podium, sir, and state your name and address, please?
Good evening. My name is Greg Jager. I am an attorney affiliated with the Pasternak firm, 313 West 3rd Street in Davenport, Iowa. It's a little unusual for me to be at the podium as opposed to being on the side. We rise in support of the request for variances this evening. John's done a wonderful job of summarizing. If we could go back and start from scratch, maybe we would have done things differently, but here we are this evening. We've got houses that are built, innocent property owners who own those homes, and the appropriate way of fixing this problem is to have the Board of Adjustment grant the variances that are requested. Rather than take up a great deal of time this evening, if you have questions, we are glad to answer those questions, but we believe that there is a hardship that is shown for all of these cases, and we would ask that the variances be granted. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request? Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there discussion among the board?
No, not really. We need, they own the properties. We need to get those owners in compliance.
As I understand it, all the people that have purchased homes there are satisfied with the situation?
Absolutely. We made sure that everyone was contacted on this. We didn't. This has been hanging fire for maybe 6 weeks. So we wanted to make sure that everybody was contacted and knew what was going on. Our normal notification process, we went well in advance of that and included a lot of other properties surrounding this area to make sure everybody knew what was going on as well, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's clear that a mistake was made, but I think the staff's analysis of the code and the requirements in order to set forth a variance are well put. I think that the key to this is that the square footage and the area that is covered by these houses now versus if they were covered with duplexes is virtually the same. There isn't, in fact, no harm, no foul. It would have been nice to have done this the front way rather than the back way, but the bottom line is that I think this meets our standards, and it certainly meets the requirements of a variance, and based on that, I would like to make a motion that the variances be issued for, do you want to do it one at a time?
We're going to do it one at a time, but it would cover each item, the seven.
Well, I would, if they want to do it that way, then I'd make a motion that we approve the variance requested for case number 14027.
At 5674 Craven Crossing. Each one separately because there's different lot sizes. So there's a motion been made for case number 0027 at 5674 Craven Crossing. Is there a second?
Second.
Did you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Present.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. This is a motion to approve. Case number 14-028 at 5668 Caverns Crossing, R3 District. It's a lot size from 70 feet to 54.1.
I would make a similar motion to approve case 14028. At 5668 Cabin Crossing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, Lisa?
Falk.
Present.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case number 14-029 at 5662 Caverns Crossing. It's a lot size from 70 feet to 51.81 feet. Is there a motion?
I would make a motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call, Lisa?
Falk?
Present.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case number 14-030 at 5656 Caverns Crossing. It's 70 feet to 54.45 feet. Is there a motion to approve?
I would make that motion.
Second.
Lisa, roll call.
Falk?
Present.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case number 14-031 at 5650 Caverns Crossing, 70 feet to 54.1 feet. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Lisa?
Falk?
Present.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bowder?
Yes. Case number 14-032 at 5644 Caverns Crossing. It's 70 feet to 54.93 feet. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Lisa.
Falk?
Present.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bowder?
Yes. Case number 14-033 at 5636 Cavern Crossing, from 70 feet to 55 feet. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Lisa.
Falk?
Present.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Case number 14-035 at 1723 Grant Street is a request for a special use permit for an outdoor service area to be similar and compatible to the uses existing within the premises, submitted by Sports Fans Pizza. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, there is. I think we're all familiar with Sports Fans Pizza Restaurant. It's on the south side of the 1700 block of Grant Street. Location is outlined and the graphic being displayed before you. The restaurant has a 20-foot deep area between the building and the front property line. They would like to use as a outdoor service area for their restaurant. The outdoor service area would be paved. It would have a 4-foot railing or fence, whichever way you look at that, to separate the service area. All of that is allowed by code. The plan shows, and the staff report states, that there are going to be 4 service tables. We have since learned that there will be more than that, and I know that the owner and applicant is here to explain that. So the number of tables that was originally in the report has been changed since the time the report was issued. The board has approved these types of outdoor service areas for restaurants in the past, as long as it didn't have any type of adverse impact on the surrounding area. This area is well removed from any residential areas or structures. Grant Street is a pretty heavily traveled roadway. It's part of a United States highway system. The sounds emitted from this outdoor service area will likely be less than that from the traffic that's routinely going by here on the street. The restaurant has been well established in the downtown area for many years, and it is not uncommon for restaurants nowadays to want to have an outdoor service area. Staff believes that this request is consistent with the other approvals that have been granted in the past. The board wants to make sure that it's conducive to the area, and we see no conflict with this at all. I have not received any communications from anybody regarding this matter. I believe that summarizes the request, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Yeah, my name is Steve Trumbull. Our family owns a restaurant, and I just we want to have a patio similar to like Governor's has, where we can have families go outside, where we can be busy during the summer months when people want to be outside. We think we can fit like 8 to 10 tables in there, seating 4 people each, and still have it look real nice. Any questions?
You have adequate liability insurance?
Sure.
Steve?
Yes, we do.
And is there going to be any protection for traffic, any type of concrete abutments or anything to protect that area in any way?
Vinyl railing will be run across it.
Okay. Does the board have any questions from the gentleman?
From the drawing, it looks like this runs right abutting the right-of-way for Grant Street?
It would abut the public sidewalk.
Okay.
It does not go all the way out to Grant Street.
Okay.
The lot lines in the downtown area, a lot of them are 0 lot lines right at the sidewalk.
Anything else, Steve?
No, that's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Is anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion on this item?
I move we approve case number 14035, special use permit for Sports Fans Pizza.
That's 1723 Grant.
That's
second.
Correct.
Motion and a second. Lisa, would you call the roll, please?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case number 14-036 at 4480 Utica Ridge Road. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable number of on-premises identification signs from 1 to 2 and to increase the allowable square footage of signage from 300 square feet to 873 square feet submitted by Unity Point. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we're all familiar with the site of the Trinity Hospital, which is now referred to as Unity Point. It's surrounded by Crow Creek Road to the north, Utica Ridge Road to the east, and the I-74 corridor to the west. I-74 is just off of the view of this on the left-hand side. They would like to place additional signs that would be oriented towards I-74. I see the word banner is on here. These will actually be signs. Previously, they came with the idea of putting banners on the building, but they will now be permanent signs. The hospital was recently named as one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation. They are seeking to add the additional signage to advertise and celebrate this fact. They feel it's a prestigious award and would like to add that to the exterior of the building. This particular sign is 20 by 18 feet or 360 square feet and would appear as shown. Since there's already a 245 square foot sign oriented in the same direction, we have to add both of these together to come up with the total sign square footage for that frontage. And that's why you have that rather large number, the 873 square feet, when you add the 360 and the 245 that already exists. This is a large property, and it involves a large structure, perhaps one of the larger sites and structures within the city. Nothing will be oriented towards the residential. All of the residential is in this area here. Three signs oriented towards the same street frontage that combine to be almost three times what the code allows is somewhat of an unusual request before the board. The only other similar request I could find in my research is the Isle of Capri, and of course that's kind of a unique zoning classification that is characterized by public gathering, recreation, gambling facilities, fairgrounds, amusements, and the signage there, of course, perhaps may be considered more appropriate to have a little more flashy type of a environment down there. We did receive one letter of objection. It's from an individual who lives approximately right there, and I have shared that with you. You have a copy. A copy of that letter will also be part of the file. In 2003, this site received variance for additional signage on Utica Ridge Road. So this will be the second time that they've come for variances to the sign ordinance. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is this a permanent sign or a temporary sign?
They are both
sign?
Permanent signs.
Permanent
now.
Sign.
Last month, I believe, they came seeking banners. That was withdrawn, and they would like to make this more permanent. I will tell you, if even if this is denied this evening, they still can put up banners as temporary signage on a 60-day on, 60-day off cycle that is allowed by code. That's not unique within the city. A lot of times when you have grand openings, you'll see these banners show up, and they like to have them up for 30 to 60 days or going out of business. Those are the two most common occurrences where you see them. Mm-hmm. But that's an option as well.
For them?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So just because that original request was withdrawn, it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Okay.
So if that does show up, I just wanted you to know why.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Mm-hmm. Good evening. My name is Christy Gauz. I am the executive director of the Trinity Bettendorf Hospital at 4480 Utica Ridge that's being presented in front of you. Just wanted to give a little background on this prestigious award. Trinity Bettendorf was honored to receive this Truven Analytics Top 100 Hospital Award just after celebrating 10 years in the Bettendorf community, so it's very prestigious to receive this and in such a short time frame. We feel that putting this on such a prominent interstate reinforces that high quality healthcare available right here in the community of Bettendorf. This high quality healthcare contributes to the high quality of life that we all have here in Bettendorf, and in our minds helps support the economic development, such as attracting new residents, new construction, and overall business growth with that high quality healthcare. I understand that access to high quality healthcare was part of the designation of the city of Bettendorf receiving their high honor as a top city recently. So that's something we want to just continue to reinforce in our community's mind. The addition of this signage, again, would highlight to the community that high level of care that we can get right here in our community. Too often people feel that they're needing to leave our community for that health care, and this is a way to show that Trinity Bettendorf and the city of Bettendorf have the highest level of care right here in our backyards. So Gordon Johnson is also here with me from Laying Signs, and he can answer any additional questions on the technical aspects of the sign, and if I may ask Gordon if you had anything to add to that.
Thank you. Evening, my name is Gordon Johnson. I'm with Lang Sign Group. Basically, I'm here to answer all your technical questions about what's been presented to you.
Looks like the sign is going to be 24 feet by 21 feet. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. And you anticipate to leave this as a permanent sign?
That's the way it's designed for various reasons. This sign face, which is what we refer to it as, is a flex face. It's the same type of face that we installed for eye surgeons on 74. It's the same type of face that was installed for all the hotels going down 74. It's a flex face, which basically means when the wind blows, it flexes. Okay? It's held in by the mechanical mechanism shown to you in the bottom of that visual on your screen in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in layman's terms, that gripping system is like a knuckle. It's like a knuckle system, okay? The flex face, which is a material, breathes, allows wind and moisture to go in and out, okay? Those knuckles grip that surface of that sign face and holds it taut. It's tightened like a drum head. After our people put the structure on the building, it's all aluminum, it'll be, you know, bolted to the building. And the sign face is temporarily in position. They'll go around it with buckets on the mechanical arm and tighten each knuckle up like a drum head. When they're done, you'll be able to, when this is exactly what they do too, they thump it like a drum head. If they hear the right sound, it's tight. There won't be any wrinkles in it. It'll be smooth, it'll be clean, and it's not going to go anywhere.
There's a time and a life for every sign. How long do you anticipate this to last?
We've had flex spaces up since I've been employed by the company, and that's been 15 years. They're still up.
Okay. This lit up?
Does anyone have a question here?
Is it a lighted sign?
This one is not. There is no electrical on the building to illuminate this particular sign, and I don't see that there's any plans for that. It'll be flush mounted right to the building.
You have a question, Bob?
Yeah, I applaud you, and I think, and it's great that you have received this award, and I hope you receive it every year from now until hell freezes over, so to speak. But what if you don't? And what are we going to do with this sign?
The Trueman Top 100 Hospital, or 100 Top Hospitals in the country, is a permanent designation. It is earned on an annual basis, but we are a Top 100 Hospital into the future. It is not just a 2014 designation.
It detracts a little bit from the value of it, doesn't it? Anyway, thank you.
The Trinity sign, I have two questions, I guess. You're saying they are going to have three signs. Driving by there, if I remember correctly, there's a Trinity in two directions.
There is. So
this will be the fourth sign, won't it?
Again, they're surrounded by Crow Creek Road,
mm-hmm.
Utica Ridge Road, and I-74.
Mm-hmm. I can see why
they're
there.
When they originally put those two, and I'm talking about these, and there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
One's on one side, one's on the other. Staff made the determination that they could consider one of those oriented towards Crow Creek and the other one oriented towards I-74. That's why I'm not
okay.
adding up all three.
I understand.
Because that would be an astronomical number if we did that.
Mm-hmm.
So originally that they are considered oriented in two different directions.
Okay. Is the name of the hospital still Trinity, or is it Unity Point now?
It is Trinity. We are under the corporate name of Unity Point Health as a corporate name, but we are Trinity
still
in this community,
Trinity
just
hospital.
Like they are Allen Hospital, as an example, in Waterloo, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Dave, do you have any comments?
Well, like Bob, I'm proud of your award and pleased that it brings prestige to your facility and to our community. But from my point of view as sitting in this chair, I'm concerned about what approval of this would bring to us in terms of precedent setting for other potentially just as laudable achievements, and what we could end up with, you know, by doing something that's this bold. Also, the fact that it says the Quad Cities only top 100 hospital is something that could eventually erode. But I'm more concerned about the precedent that we set, because we have set some precedents that we're not very happy about. And I'm kind of reluctant to establish another one, especially in this type of, you know, in this vein, with signs, because that seems to be a huge signage sore point with our community, as well as they want their health care, and I appreciate that, we all do, but I'm concerned that we're opening a door here we may not be able to close.
I think something that I would ask is that you just keep in mind the relative size of the building, as was discussed earlier. These are large square footage, I'm not saying otherwise, but relatively sized and proportionate to the size of the building, as well as the viewability from the interstate as people are going down high rates of speed, just for that to be able to stand out. Again, Trinity is the only hospital in the Quad Cities that has received this now three times, and we are just ready to let people know about the valuable care that they can receive here right in Bettendorf and the Quad City area community. our other affiliates that have earned this designation. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to see them. They are, of course, not right in your city where you are addressing, but they have done similar signage approved through their city, so we're very excited to hopefully be able to do that same thing.
I'm very proud of your achievement, and I could see a 30 or 60 day sign up there, but a permanent sign is something that we'd have to live with forever, and we're setting a precedent to do this. So I don't know.
Unfortunately, a banner, I agree, would not look nearly as nice, and you know, as this sign I'm sure is, but I tend to agree that we're setting a precedent here, and I mean it's a great designation, and but there has to be in my view a little bit more of a hardship, and I don't see a hardship here. The signs that you have are already visible from their various frontages.
I think that this does actually point out that this is a hospital as well. It is, you know, within the Bettendorf community, and I think we've done an excellent job of making it almost not stand out, and this is a way to remind people again of the hospital that they have right here in Bettendorf and has been, you know, part of their community and continues to grow within their community as well. So we're trying to not, again, like you said, have banners that would be on the side of the building and potentially not looking as nice as what Lang Signs is able to put up with this flex face signage that would really become part of the building while still maintaining that high quality look and aspect to it that we all want to have within our community.
It's one thing to identify a business, another thing to identify an achievement. So there's two different questions here, in my opinion.
Well, to interrupt you, I might be more open to something because of the size of this building. If it were one sign, if Trinity were on this sign, you know, it's a large sign and top 100 hospital Trinity rather than Unity Point, then you know I could be a little bit more open to it.
Yes, our corporate signage is Unity Point Health Trinity. All of our signage on the other, you know, smaller locations will identify us, you know, business cards, all of that sort of thing identify us as Unity Point Health Trinity. We actually received a variance within our own corporate structure to leave the Trinity name up there because Trinity is so important to the community that we didn't want to minimize, you know, that name within our community. So that is why the name with the cross is still on the building and not Unity Point Health. But for new signage, that sort of thing, we would incorporate the parent name, our organization, across our entire community and the Trinity name.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any comments here?
I guess I would just add one more thing. I'm thrilled. I mean, it's fantastic, and I applaud the achievement. That's wonderful, and I've been in that area, and wonderful service, wonderful employees, that you know, but that doesn't mean the church down the street might not have another laudable achievement that's just as big of a building. So how do we make that decision? As soon as we do this, then well, the church up the street will have something. The hotel that's going up now will have an achievement. And pretty soon we've set a whole precedent for this corridor.
Yeah, I think that in my mind, at least, the differential there is the fact that this was measured across you know, over 3,000 hospitals across the country, and we were able to earn this. This has a direct impact on everyone, in my opinion, you know, within the community for valued healthcare services. And again, when even the city was looked at, healthcare is one of the criteria for all other awards. I'm not personally sure that you would have that same thing within a hotel receiving, you know, something within their hotel chain or something like that. This truly does have an impact on everyone within the Quad Cities, and again, we want to let them know the care that they can receive here is absolutely in the highest thresholds, you know, top 100 across the whole nation in the thousands of hospitals. We don't have to leave our community to get that care. So we'll drive business here, we'll drive residents here to the type of health care we're able to provide, and also not lose any of those people who may be leaving our community to get their health care today.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this, Bob? Or?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Just to answer a couple of your questions you've raised, it is in the report, but it wasn't in my presentation. The site contains 1,480,000 square feet, and the signs would be approximately 500 feet away from I-74. So that was, I know, one of your questions.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Did you folks have anything else you'd like to say for this item?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion from the board?
I really hate to do this because they're a great organization, but I move we deny case number 14036 at 4480 Utica Ridge Road.
There's been a motion to deny case number 14-036. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, Lisa.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case number 14-036 of 4480 Utica Ridge Road has been denied. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Move adjourn.
Oh, I make a motion. Does someone want to make a motion?
I'll move adjourn. Adjourn.
Second.
I'm sorry, Matt.
That's all right.
Thank you all.
Thank you.